Now a dictation for Charles Lidwiller, Litwiller, May 31, 44. Addresses a letter to Jennifer Barnhart, Barnhart, 463-249. Dear Mrs. Barnhart, a follow-up for Mr. Lidwiller, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit September. Denies hospital visit. Excuse me. He did have an episode of appendicitis requiring surgery. Dr. Cujo, C-U-J-O-E, without complications. No peritonitis, no abscess. Presently eating well, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, trying to do low sodium, no changes in urination, stable edema, no ulcer cellulitis, no claudication symptoms, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, no chest pain palpitation. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication review. On Bumex, metoprolol, losartan, diabetes, triglycerides management. Weight 228, previously 216, blood pressure 110/58. The right eye is nasally deviated. Left eye is normal. Overweight, minor JBD, normal oxygenation, room air, no respiratory distress. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap. Dullness, distended abdomen, but no rebound guarding peritonitis, stable edema 2 plus below the knees. Next paragraph, chemistry is in May, creatinine 1.7, which is still within baseline. For a GFR of 41, stage 3B, a normal sodium potassium elevated bicarbonate to some extent from diuretics. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.5, a normal nutrition calcium phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. For the most part, stable. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Does have increased lower extremity edema. Needs to be more careful with salt and fluid. Needs to monitor weight at home for a few days. I'm not opposing to double the dose of Bumex and then return to baseline. He has a background of diabetic nephropathy, blood pressure stable in the low side, but not symptomatic. Underlying coronary artery disease with a 4-vessel bypass surgery in 1999. Has a prior prostate cancer, status post radiation, prior peripheral vascular disease, right-sided carotid endarterectomy, prior laminectomies, 3 different opportunities, coronary artery stents, kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. I don't have results of echocardiogram. He's planning to go back to Florida in October. We will try to see him before that happens. He has minimal proteinuria, not in the nephrotic range, with the most recent albumin creatinine of 34 milligrams per gram, which is almost normal. All this is discussed with the patient, end of dictation.